Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm so excited today because I started back when we was in the old sanctuary. And Pastor Coleman might have been here a couple years. I've been here with when Deacon Mickles and Mrs. Mickles, and there was a bunch of them, Rufus Knight. A lot of folks were here when I started, but I was younger then. I was a lot younger, you know, and that's why I'm going to talk about time. You know, years ago, our pastor could sing every week. He would sing, and he would take time to sing and to open up the congregation. So I thought he would teach me how to sing. But it didn't happen that way. I was going to bring a mini concert today, but I didn't learn how to sing, so I can't bring that mini concert that I wanted to bring. He had the Joy Bells last night. He had Lee Walker here, Bernard, and he just makes me feel bad. I can't sing. My pastor loved good music. So what do I do in my time allotted to me? I'm going to turn to Ecclesiastes. It says, to everything there is a season, a time to every purpose under the heavens, a time to be born, and a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. I'm coming back to that because when I first met the pastor, he was a farmer, and he taught me how to plant. I never seen no one climb in a tobacco barn like Pastor Coleman. You ever seen tobacco hanging up? You have to pluck it. Then you got to climb up to put the tobacco in, am I right? Yeah, you know. And I went down to Scottsburg, you know, the farm that he retired from. He was a tire farmer. Well, the time to born and the he plucked up that need. Yeah, so we don't leave that alone. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. Yeah. Okay, I got 10 more minutes. I just wanted to watch. That's why we got a new clock so to keep us on time. I just had to see what time I started. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to cast away. I was going to talk about Miss Jessie there, but she don't know how to cast away yet. So we leave that alone. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. What profit has he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? And I'm going to stop at verse 10. I have seen the travail which God has given to the sons of men to exercise in it. He has made everything beautiful in his time, also has set the world in their hearts, so that no man can find out the works that God made from the beginning to the end. I know that there's no good thing them, but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life.
Yes.
Pastor Coleman has been a friend to me. Over time, he has truly been a friend. I remember if I was going to sing, my first song would have been, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." I forget, I can't walk away from the mic like I used to. I got to stay within the mic. Okay, so I'm not going to move. But he's been a friend to me. truly a friend. And he has taught me that if you stay with Jesus, if you stay with Jesus, everything will be all right. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. There was times that Pastor Coleman would come to this church early in the morning and pray. He would pray for his congregation, but most of all, he continued to know the power of prayer. There's a time when he needed prayer himself, and he would come here all by himself. No one would know. And he would pray. But then there's a time of laughter. I have to tell this story. He loves youth. And that's how our church grew. Because we started a youth group here. And Pastor Coleman would come out to our youth meeting. And we played this one game. It was called Ooga Booga. You remember that? And, man, we played that game, and he was getting into it. Was it you that did it? And he said, Ooga. And he would say, Ooga. And then he said, Booga. And then he would, Booga. And then he would jump up, Ooga, Booga. And, boy, when he sat down, you got to tell, he'll tell you the rest of the story. But there was laughter among that youth that time that I've never seen him laugh so hard. He wanted to cry, but he laughed, and he has to tell you that story about Ooga Booga. One thing in life for sure, he won't forget that one. Amen? And then, my time is almost up. His family. When I went to the farm my first time, I recognize the love he has for his family. He loves his family. Even when they do wrong, he still loves them. He corrects them. He gives them the word that they can grow thereby. This is the word. This is what you should be doing. He loves his family. He takes time to make sure that they're growing in the right way. Amen. And then, thirdly, he loves the church. He loves the church. Not only here, I was glad when they opened up, change. Everything changed. Everything has changed here at Crossroad. Nothing's the same here. But one thing for sure, Pastor Coleman preaches the word. He wants to see folks get saved and grow in the word of God. And I thank him for the opportunities that he has given me. The youth program, the men's fellowship. He has given time to make sure that we grow, given us things that we can see. And I always thank Miss Jessie for the beauty that she adds to this church. What would it be without Miss Jessie's hand around this church? You see all that she does, but yet and still, they love the church. It's not for you. It's for the Lord. Whatsoever you do, do it heartily unto the Lord. So my last song that I would sing to you today, if I could sing,
give it a try.
It would be this. I trust in God. And whatever I may be, upon the land or on the rolling sea, for come what may, from day to day, my Heavenly Father watch is over. God bless you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can we just give the Lord a hand clap, amen? Some number of years ago, I met Pastor Coleman. He became my bookkeeper, amen, over at the office, amen, back when I was doing building in Bethany, Virginia, amen. Him and his wife, and then this other lady was a secretary, amen. We enjoyed talking together, amen. And since then, you know, he's blessed me down through the years, you know, and I thank God for just being in the midst of him, being about to come, amen. Well, today, amen, we want to do something, you know, very special, called through Christ. Mm-hmm. Let's pray. Lord God, once again, hide me behind the cross. May your people here will hear and see you. Less and less on me, but more and more be. Amen. Some of them, number of years ago, you know, I used to watch cartoons. Amen. Y'all used to watch cartoons, right?
Yeah.
One of my favorite cartoons was called The Flintstones. Fred Flintstone and Wilma and Bonnie, and, you know, and then one came along called Bam Bam. I was love watching cartoons. And one of the favorite things I love about Fred Flintstone, he used to say, when he got excited, when he got glad, he said, Zabba, Babba Doo. Y'all remember that? He said, Zabba, Babba Doo, man.
Yeah.
That encouraged me so much of mine, you know. And before I go cartoons of mine, it gave me strength at a young age. But one cartoon in particular in mine, but I was very encouraged by, but held my attention, was called Popeye's Law, man. Y'all remember Popeye?
Yeah.
Popeye could do anything. At my young age, man, Popeye informed me, man. Popeye, you know, could run past. He could stop a train, he could rescue, and he was strong. And one thing about Popeye, man, I found out that when he got strong, he had something called spinach, man. Yeah, I went to Walmart, baby, man. I was trying to look around. I said, wow, that's my son right there. Popeye was so man. Every time he got in a crisis, every time he go through a problem, man, he could pick up Popeye and consume it. It became strong. He could do anything. And through that through that finisher, man, Popeye became my mentor. Popeye, man. You got the thing, come on. There we go. Woo! Popeye was so man. He was my man. He could do it, man. I had confidence in Popeye was so man. Through his own age, he had the abilities of man, but one player, but boom and bam. And my mind, and my little old fire mind, Popeye the boot and bam. Well, but my motives of mine was from a mythical crisis of man. He had the space. He could consume them. He had the first to empower them. First to give them strength to man. First, have a ability to remove that problem from mine. So, Papa Coleman, you remind me of Popeye. I watch this man on Sunday morning. That boy, boom, man. For everything, Popeye, man. Welcome to your mind, for you are a son of the Lord. You are a son of the Lord, sent by God to help people, man. You preach with power, come, amen. Save with power. Peace with power, calling us with power, man. And can I say, but you get the strength with prayer. Amen. God is our refuge, our strength, and a voice of power help, and a power of trouble, man. And that comes by prayer. That comes by fasting. That comes by power of the Lord. Well, I can say, but Papa Coleman, he gets the strength we spend of the word of God. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show thyself approved unto God. A work for me is not the same, but rightly divide the word truth for man. Come on, now, Papa Coleman, get his strength now through a word called submission. And watch this. The Bible says to submit thyself to God, resist the devil, and he shall what? Flee from you, amen. Submission, amen. Remember that word. And then verse 8 says, draw mouth to God, and God what? Draw mouth to you. See, when we go through trials, when we go through trouble life, when we go through heartache, when we got pills in our eyes, when we got the heavy burden, man, we got to submit ourselves to God. And then Papa Coleman gets his strength with this. And through God and being the promise keeper. Proverbs 1, chapter, verses 3, 4, and 5, and 6, it says to trust in the Lord. With all my soul, your heart, but all of your heart. And we must provide home and the family. And my own by way, I'm on him. And he's going to direct our path. Well, I don't want to tell you the patient very long, but Papa Coleman realized that his strength, his ability, cannot solve that problem, cannot solve that issue, man. But through Christ, being possible is made possible. God can take the impossible and make it possible. Well, through Christ, we can walk on the water of our problem. Through Christ, we can walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Through Christ, we got a Savior, but my shepherd. As long as my shepherd, and I feel my want, he makes me a bear and green pasture. He leaves me with father feel what. And I can part that through Christ, we have a presence of the Lord with us. Through Christ, man, we can walk in the midst of a fine place. Y'all remember the three Hebrew boys? They walked in the midst of a fire furnace. Pastor Coleman had walked through some fire furnace, through some church meetings, through some fire. But through Christ, you're able to walk through the midst of a fire furnace with man. Through Christ being suffered on the cross. Through Christ, how he was swept wide and hung high. Through Christ, how he was wounded for our transgressions. Bruised for our iniquities. Chastised for our peace, and with his strength, we'll become healed. Through Christ, oh, we are physically good, but through Christ, we can make it a man. Well, through Christ, all things are possible. Through Christ, all things can strengthen us, can make us free. A man. This is closing, a man. I remember, I said about four foot long, when he got happy, when he got excited, when he got glad. I will ask you as a church to stand up all over, down the street. And look at Papa Coleman. Papa Coleman, he was from Maryland. He was best. And look at Papa Coleman from Rabba. Yabba? Baba? Boo. We got for happy birthday. Let's get Papa Coleman back. Thanks, fucking man. And just remember, through Christ, there's joy. Through Christ, there's peace. Through Christ, there's long-suffering. Through Christ, there's hope for place for mama. We don't know what mama holds, but we know who holds for mama. Through Christ, there's everlasting life. Through Christ, there's healing and salvation. Through Christ, he may have died on the cross on the third day. But on the third day, we got up. When he died, we died. When we got up, we got up. Be quiet. We can blow all things. God bless you. Come on, vote for it. Let the church say amen. Amen. I ain't gonna use all 15 minutes of mine. I'm gonna give it to you quick, fast, and ahead. But I do want to say, Pastor, I thank you. I love you. You've been an inspiration to me.
Even when I didn't know what I was doing, you saw something. Miss Jessie, I thank you because you welcomed Sharon and my family into this church like we was a part of your family. And for those of y'all don't know, he married Sharon and I 26 years ago. Truly God bless. You know, when I got this assignment, I guess I misunderstood. I knew it was supposed to be in the past, the present, and the future. But then I know I was speaking on the future. But I'm going to give y'all what I got. And that's all I can give you. Amen? But I want to speak this morning on, I feel like going on.
Yeah.
And I'm using for the scripture text is Philippians 4:13. Paul declared, he said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And you know, this man of God has been through some stuff. I remember when the church caught on fire. And we all were standing out there in the cemetery looking at it burn. And he turned to me. He said, Fred, I'll take care of the adults. You take care of the kids. Look at us now. I feel like going on. See, Paul had some issues that he dealt with. One of the issues he dealt with was he had a thorn in his flesh. Because, see, once you start working for God and start doing things for God and being obedient to God, Satan gets mad and he begins to attack you individually. Pastor, I know you've been under attack for years. But see, Paul asked God to remove his thorn, but God said no. Why? He said, because my grace is sufficient for thee. Pastor, God's grace has got you. He gonna keep you. He had you when you first started, when 45 years ago when you came here, God's grace was with you. And you know, him being an avid runner, I understand what it means to work out. See, I was a sprinter in high school. I didn't like them long races.
I know that's right.
See, coach always told me, he called me Frank. They never did call me by my real name. He said, Frank, I believe you a long distance runner. I said, no, coach, I'm a sprinter. He said, no, Frank, you a long distance runner. And he made me train to build up my endurance to be able to run long distance. See, saints of God, the Bible declared to us the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but those that endure to the end.
Yeah.
We have a man of God that has endured to this point in time. See, when he started out, he didn't know he was going to be here, but God said, I got a plan. That can't nobody stop.
Yeah.
God said, I got a plan for Crossroads. See, we couldn't see it, or better yet, I won't hear it then, but you couldn't see what God had for this man. Look at him now. 45 years later, he's still preaching with boldness. Matter of fact, now he can't run as fast as he used to. But he can still run. Why? Because he has done the 10 miles. See, he who has begun a good work in you is going to complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. God ain't through with you yet. Therefore, you need to declare, I feel like going on. Oh, I'm about to close this thing now. See, in Philippians chapter 3, verse 14, Paul said, I press toward the mark of the high calling of the prize of Christ Jesus. We got a pastor that won't stop pressing toward the mark. Because, see, he knows when he get to glory. See, none of us know the time nor the place that we're going to have to depart from here. See, when you was born, you had a birth date. When you leave here, you're going to have a death date. But I come to tell you, what you do in between those two dates is what's going to matter. We want to know about the future, but I come to tell you, don't worry about the future. Just keep trusting God, and he'll take you to your future. Paul said, I press toward the mark of the high calling of Christ Jesus. Saints of God, if we continue to press toward that mark, one day we're going to hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. But in the meantime, I'm going to leave you with this. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Why you say that, preacher? Because, see, if you do all of that, God will say this, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Pastor, keep on running. See, not only in the physical realm, but in the spiritual realm. Keep on running and allow God to give you that strength. Because, see, when you continue to work out in the Word, you'll feel like going on.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I don't know if y'all was taking notes, but I was taking a few notes. So the first note was from Reverend Gibbons. Time is everything.
Time.
And we had to trust in God. Now, Reverend Ray came along. Y'all know Reverend Ray came along. Reverend Ray told us that through Christ, all things are possible. Mm-hmm. But he said, if you get that spinach from Popeye. So Pastor Cummins, I guess you AKA Popeye now. But sometimes you do need that extra help. And it doesn't come from spinach. It comes from your spiritual brothers and sisters that you have around you, well, you can call on. And sometimes you don't have to call on. They're going to send you a message the day that you think nobody else is thinking about you. But they're always there for you.
Amen.
And Pastor Fred, we feel like going on. We got the endurance to the end, and we have to keep pressing forward. But you're so right. When you start a good work for the Lord, Satan will show up. He's be all in the midst of it, but that's all right, because we got Popeye the Sailor Man with that spinach to give us the strength to continue to move forward. So let's see what we have on this program here. I'm trying to stay in order. We do want to thank the program coordinators. We do want to thank Diane, Deacon David, and Deaconess Diane Slade for organizing a wonderful two-day program for our pastor of 45 years. Those that did not make it to the Bella Vista last night for the Joy Bells, I'm telling you, that was a service within a service. Those ladies did not sing with instruments, but I'm telling you, their voices sound like they already had them. It was a wonderful service, and we thank you, Deacon Slade, Sister Diane over there. We also want to thank Brother Lee and his guests that showed up today. We didn't know. We didn't know that the guest was our guest. But thank you, Brother Lee, for that wonderful service that we had today in music. And this day was possible because all of you came out to help celebrate our pastor, your pastor, and First Lady, Miss Jessie. We just love you all, and we thank you for all that you do, and continue to pray and keep us in God's service. Now we do have a selection here from Brother Lee. And then after that, we'll do the invocation by Brother Fred. And we have closing remarks by Pastor Coleman and Miss Jessie. And then we have the offertory prayer and the benediction by Minister Joe Wilson.
You know what you got to do. You touched my heart last night.
Tell nobody. God's the only one I know that would be a friend that would stay closer than a brother. God is the only one I know that'll deliver you out of the pit of darkness. So if you haven't decided to give Christ your life, the time is now.
What
is there one?
Ever you want. Show me the way. If you need someone to climb the rugged hill, no matter what the cost, here am I. Oh, Lord, here am I. Yeah, yeah. Yes, I will. I'll do your will. I may not be very much, but all I am, I give to you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Anoint me with your touch, and I'll be cleansed when you get through. Yes, Lord. Yes, I will. Not all that I should be, and I've fallen short on your word, but here am I. Yes, I will. I'll do your will.
Can I say that one more time?
I may not be very much, but all I am, I give to you. Yes, Lord. Anoint me with your touch, and I'll be cleansed, Lord, when you get through. Yeah, yes, Lord. Lord, I know that I'm not all that should be, and I've fallen short on your word, but here am I. Oh, 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 oh Lord, here am I. Yeah, Lord, it's me, Lord. Oh, Lord. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. I'll do.
I'll do your will.
Lord, if you want me, if you want me to go for you, I will.
I'll do your will.
If you
want me to pray for you. Lord, 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 I will.
I'll do your will.
Ooh, oh, 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 oh. Yes,
I'll do your will. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. I will. I'll do your will.
Well, good afternoon to everyone. I'd like to take this opportunity to say thank you to the musicians and the singers. And I would also like for our family to stand. We just want to say thank you for being with us all these years. And I told the Lord I wasn't going to cry. Because Dorshe made me up like Tammy Faye. And I didn't want my makeup to run. But anyway, I would like to say thank you, Diane and David. It's been an awesome 2 days. We thank God for you. And we would like to thank all of our visitors that came the distance. Will you please stand for showing support to us over the years? We thank you. We thank you, Crossroads. We know that God loves you. And we do too. From the bottom of our hearts, we thank you for working with us for 45 years. It has been more joyful times than stressful times. We thank you. I would like to thank my daughter and son. Thank you, Jay, for training me and still training me on sound. And I apologize for the hoarseness. I do deal with allergies a lot. But we are grateful to Crossroad. Thank you, Crossroad, for working with us for 45 years. And I'm so glad you're here, because this man would preach to the pews. So thank you for attending. Thank you for coming. Thank you for blessing us down through the years. We love you, Crossroad. God bless you.
It's been an interesting day, and it's been a good 2 days that we've had celebration. And I feel like saying, on behalf of Jesus, on behalf of Jesus. Because if it had not been for him, none of this would have been possible. So I'm very grateful to everyone that has taken part in this service these 2 days. It's been amazing, amazing 2 days. And we're just so thankful. After I got off the 18th green yesterday, and Norman said, you're going to be all right, triple bogey there. And some of y'all don't know what triple bogey is. Rufus, you know. And triple bogey the 18, thinking that, you know what, I just got to get back to Lynchburg. But then to have the guys come out this morning and present the trophy and said you won, that just meant a lot. But I want to say this, and I'm going to call on Brother Joe Wilson to dismiss us in prayer. I couldn't have made it without encouragement. Three guys encouraged me yesterday. Rufus Given, Creed Rucker, and Richard Long. And that says a lot about us as a congregation. We could put each other down and we'd all lose. Or we could lift each other up and we all win. It's our choice. Thus far, you've seen what God can do. They said the Agape Center couldn't be done. Look at it. They say when they dug the hole for the foundation, can't do that. That's going to be a whole lot of where we are today. We can do this together. We have challenges in our community like never before. If ever was a time that the church needs to be the church, that time is now. I can't do it without you. But guess what? If we join together, we made it 45 years, didn't we? Amen. And we can make even more. So thank you for all you've done. Thank you for your prayers. I want to ask all of those who've been here all of those 45 years, stand. I know some of them are not here. They're going to stand up in heaven. But these were the folks that said, you know what? We're in this race together. And we're going to win in the name of Jesus. Now, for those who are willing to be with us just a few more years, would you stand? Those that are willing to be with us a few more years, would you stand? And I want to just pick up on Reverend Fred. I feel like going on. I feel like going on. And if you give me some spinach, if you give me some grace, we're going to go on. And then like Norman said, time will tell. Amen. God bless you. Brother Joe, we're going to dismiss. Thank y'all so much. Thank you so much.
God bless you, Pastor. You know, the celebration continues because some people are going to ask you, where do you go to church? You're going to tell them you attend Crossroads, right? So you have to continue to defend the pastor. So the celebration continues. Thank you, Pastor. And thank you, Mrs. Coleman, for these wonderful years that you have taught us. We love you, and may God continue to bless you. Thank you. Let us pray. Father, we thank you today that you have allowed us, O God, to celebrate a man of God that you have sent to us to proclaim the good news of salvation. Not only, O God, to us in this congregation, but to our community and to the world. And we thank you. We thank you, Father, for those who've come. And as we get ready to depart this place, Lord, we ask a special blessing upon this offering. We pray, dear God, that you bless it so that it can be used to continue telling people. People can hear from all over the world that Jesus is Lord. Thank you for those, dear Lord, who are here, those who participate in this program. We just ask that you continue to bless us as a church as we continue to follow the vision of our pastor. And may all of us, O God, together, because we know that we are in it together. Thank you for this privilege. Thank you for this opportunity. And thank you for this great man of God and his family. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord cause the light of his countenance to shine upon you and bless you with his peace of this day and all of your tomorrows. Thank you, Jesus. Let the church say amen. Y'all.